This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning. This is Joanna.
What's up in there?
Nothing much. Getting through the day. It's Friday.
Yeah, it is.
It's Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Yes.
And it's Pearl Harbor Day.
Yes.
December 7th. All right. Well, let's get to our phone lines. And real quick note, I forgot to mention this in the first hour, but these next three Sundays here on the Outdoor Show, I'm going to have guests in for Open Line Fun Sundays. This Sunday, the 9th, we're going to have Fernando Ramondi. He's from FCJ Marine. So if you've got any questions about boat maintenance, outboard engines, anything related to boating, he's one of the best. I mean, he can answer all your questions, and we'll have Fernando for that. And then next Sunday on the 16th, we're going to have Ty Lothringer in. That's Skeeter Lothringer's son. You know, we all know that our dear friend Skeeter passed away, and you know, it's just still hard to believe he's gone. But Ty is trying to pick up the slack and take care of Skeeter's Auto Service and the Texas Car Doctor Show. He's a great guy, and well, as they say, the fruit don't fall far from the tree. And we'll have Ty in. So any automotive questions, we'll be talking about automobiles, fishing, hunting. Ty's an outdoorsman also, and we'll have a good time with him on the 16th, and then to wrap up the month and the year, we'll have Captain James Plogg in on Sunday the 23rd. That'll be our Christmas show. We'll have Plogg in. We'll be telling a lot of off-the-wall stories, I'm sure, about our adventures together over the years fishing. And that'll be a cool time. And it's and I appreciate all these guys. They do a lot for the community outdoors, automotive, you know, the whole nine yards, boats, motors, trailers, the whole nine yards. So I appreciate what they're going to do, get out of bed in the middle of the night to come up here and hang out with us. So, all right, so that's what we have on tap for the next three Sundays. Fernando Ramondi this weekend, next weekend Ty Lothringer, and the following weekend the Christmas show with Captain James Plogg will be in here. All right, let's go up to Lake Houston now. We hadn't talked to John in a while. He's been a busy man. We'll see what's going on Lake Houston with John Littleton. Hello, John. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Life's good, my friend.
Yes, sir. It sure is. You know, for us old weekend warriors, you know, out there, we we got to take a little time off ourselves. You know, we usually finish up our year late October or something, and you know, then it's deer season, and you know, we don't get to vacation much, so we went for a week down to Disney World and with a couple of our grandkids, and so, you know, just getting back to trying to get back to fishing, but man, it just seems like Christmas sneaking up on us here. You know, it's right around the corner.
It is. I mean, Thanksgiving came quick, and now Christmas. And it'll all be over before you know it. We'll be in 2019.
I know it.
Never
know
look
it.
Back, baby.
No, I know. That's what I heard your weather report and been looking at it, and I think I might even just go to the office tomorrow and try to get caught up on some year-end stuff before it gets too late.
Yeah.
You know, so, Mickey, I haven't been fishing a whole lot, but been fishing a little bit, doing some boat maintenance and cleaning up the rod and reels. And, you know, I wanted to mention a little tidbit, I guess. A buddy of mine, I don't know how you guys clean your rods, but a buddy of mine told me he was mixing some vinegar and water together about 50-50. And I tried it, and, man, it works. You know, to just wipe down your rods and man, it, you know, over the course of a year, you get slime and all kinds of stuff, you know, on there. And, man, it makes those rods look pretty good. And yeah,
you know what
handle.
I, you know what I've always used now, not down on the handle or anything, but as far as the rod and the gads and all that, from the foregrip up, I always wipe them down with a saturated rag with WD-40 on them.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time, and even if sometimes some of those rod grips will get a little bit more stained up and that. So I use a magic eraser. You can buy that.
The real fine grit sandpaper.
Because I
use cork handles.
Yeah.
I'm a cork kind of guy, man. I always have. I've tried all the other synthetics and the foam. And remember back in the 80s, foam got real big on graphite rods.
Yeah.
But it gets so slick, you know, especially when we're wading, we get trout slime all over our hands and everything. But I've always been a cork guy. Plus, if you happen to drop your rod in the water, you'll get a few seconds of float with that cork versus any other material.
Yeah, I know it. It can happen too. You know, I've had it happen to me a couple times. You know, dropping a rod, either trying to get it land the fish and kick a rod over the deck of the boat, or just get it jerked out of your hand. You know, I mean, it's happened, but. But I've been out a couple times, Mickey. Not a whole lot of bass fishing going on. I mean, we're fishing, but catching a few. But man, with the water temps, they 54 to 56, 58 degrees, and muddy, and it just seems like right now the water is really good for Lake Houston. You can see 4 or 5 inches. 6 inches.
Well, they stopped that dredging. They shut down both those dredges for maintenance purposes for about a month now. So,
right. Well, I'm thinking from what I'm hearing, it's going to be around the first of the year after before they get cranking back up again.
Right.
But that's creating a lot of the muddy water situations. But with all this rain we got coming in, I checked the lake level last night. It's only down about a half a foot. I didn't check it this morning, but they're probably going to drain it on down a little bit more in anticipation of, they're saying we could get, 5, 6, 7 inches of rain this weekend. So,
I hope they're wrong.
Yeah, I do too. But the catfishing has been real good. I checked with my guys during the week after we got back from Florida, and they're catching quite a few catfish, and they're even starting to catch some white bass now.
Right.
Back up in, not so much the West Fork because of all that dredging, but the East Fork up around the Commons area for the guys that fish up there, they know where that's at. And up in Peach Creek and Caney Creek, and those white bass are going to start getting right here pretty soon, where you can go up there and just fill your freezer up, catch you some and bring them home and cook them and clean them, I even talked to one of the guys, and he said while he's white bass fishing, he caught 4 or 5 crappie, so that's a good sign too.
Yeah, crappie fishing's, I've been getting some good reports from Livingston and Rayburn especially.
Yeah, I think we get a little bit more clarity to the water up there. It's gonna help out, quite a bit. But I know he said he was catching those white bass and crappie. He caught them on a little beetle spin.
Right.
You hardly ever hear of that anymore. People just throwing the old school beetle spin,
Boy, we used to throw them back in the day. Golly, I can't tell you how many hours I've spent throwing beetle spins.
Beetle spins and the old H&H.
Yep, I've caught some big bass on both those baits, man.
Oh, I have too. Yeah. But, and he said the best color that seemed to be working was a red. Just a little old red body, just a little red twin tail looking little old grub on there. And, just throwing it out and reeling it back, but, But it, you know, it should start getting really good here before long, I hope. And then we start back our tournament series and stuff out at the lake in January.
Right.
And going to mention a little bit about that, too. If, you know, I know we got a lot of new guys. I get calls, new people moving into the areas that wanting to go fish, you know. And I always tell them, just try to join your local bass club. You know, there's Humble Bass Club there in Humble, and then Lake Houston Anglers. Humble Bass Club travels and fishes different, you know.
Yeah, they
lakes,
go to other lakes and everything, sure.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a good way for somebody new to get involved and get in with some new guys and get hooked up and get on the fishing scene.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it is, and these tournaments are not that expensive, you know, to go and fish. It's, you know, weekend, you know. Majority of the people, you know, except your guides and stuff, but, you know, we can only fish on the weekends. You know,
yep.
We all have jobs and we all work and
cheap
we love
entertainment.
To fish and hunt. Man, I'm telling you, and, you know, you like a little competition, you know, which all of us do, just go and enter a tournament, you know, and it's, and, you know, and besides, you get to meet a lot of good people and, you know, little competition, you can go catch a few fish and have some fun, and it don't hurt your pocketbook too much, you know. And if you're lucky, you win a little money.
That's it.
So, you know, that's, and you know, I always say, yeah, I make enough to play the game next week, you know. But, you know, there could be a lot worse habits out there, I guess, you know, that you could have.
Well, there's a lot
of
those.
So,
it's,
yeah.
Stay on the water and stay out of trouble.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been seeing, even with our Lake Houston anglers, we have quite a few younger anglers, you know, father, son, father, daughter. You know, we got a mom that brings her kids out there and, you know, and fishes, you know, just about every tournament. And, that's good that these parents are doing this with their kids. And I know Wade does a lot, you know, for youth out there, you know, with hook spit. And,
right.
Man, those guys, and I mean, these people that are dedicated to get their kids outdoors, man, I support that every day, all day. You know, it's just awesome. And those kids are going to grow up and remember all this stuff. You know, you're not going to be seeing them on TV breaking into houses or whatever, you know. So they're going to be good, end up being good outdoor kids. We got to keep it going. You know, we can't just let it fall.
I know
off.
It kept me steered in the right direction, you know, the outdoors thing, and it kept me from venturing off the beaten path and getting sideways out there. And I wish more kids had the opportunity to get something in their life like that. And it's good leverage for the parents to hold over the kids too. You know, that's, you know,
I tell this every once in a while, you know, when I go and talk to groups and stuff, but my mom used to, you know, we all get in trouble, you know, and
sure.
She'd always give me a whipping, you know, but dad, it seemed like, you know, would go get your rod and reel or go get your gun and put it up and you can't go hunting or you can't go fishing. Oh
right,
my God,
yeah.
That would kill you.
That's kind of the way it was around my house. The mom did the whipping and the dad did the other punishment, you know, take all your privileges away. That's it.
Yeah,
well, John, I got to run, man. I'm already on a break.
Okay.
I appreciate you
no
talking to you. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I wanted to find out what was going on in your neck of the woods, brother.
Sure. No problem. I'm back and ready for action.
All
but,
right.
You know, anybody want to give me a call and get caught up on some Lake Houston stuff or, you know, learn more about the lake or whatever, they can call me at 281-222-8544. And, man, I'll be glad to talk fishing with them.
All right, John. Thanks for picking up this morning. Appreciate it, buddy.
Oh, no problem.
All right,
thank
see you now. Take care. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 521 here in the Bayou City. Now let's go up to Lake Conroe. Let's talk to our good friend, Mr. Tex Bonin, see how he's been doing. Tex, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Man, all I can do is say I apologize for last week not being around the phone.
That's quite all right.
Man,
hey, it's understandable.
I tell you, Hey, just call me an old river rat, I guess, Mickey. Boy, I tell you what, most of my stuff has been over to Deer Lease with on the Trinity River, and you know that thing is up yet. You know, it's not flooded, but it's up at the banks. You know, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the lowest it's been in a while, but it's still swelled up. You know.
Yes, sir, and finally give it up. We got three roads to the deer stand, Mickey, that we was using, and they're all I've had to get pulled out of two of the three. Man, I tell you.
What a mess.
It's been tough.
What a mess.
But, you know, I got a 2-inch slip on my side by side, and a lot of them, I've got a little bit bigger tires and a little bit higher lift on them, and they have cut it down to where now mine, if I slide off the ruts like that, well, it drags high center.
Yeah, you'll high center. That's a bad thing.
On the river roads, some of them, Mickey, it cut all the trees back from the roads pretty good to let it try and keep it air, you know, dried out.
Yeah.
And what done, though, it doesn't leave us anything to winch to.
No.
So, man, I've been pulled out. Rusty Jeffcoat, he didn't, but Captain Mike Jeffcoat, when he was down, they had to pull me out one evening. Me and the wife, we was down bad time. That's all I can say. But
get you a good Danforth anchor and put in there.
That might have to do
no,
that.
No, I mean, it works. I used to keep
sir.
One on my buggy back in the day when I duck hunted, and because, man, where I was at, there wasn't many people to come down there and pull you out, and
that right.
saved me many a time.
I may have to do that if I'm on them big things. Well, we even talked about if you had a railroad tie around you, get it down where you could winch to it, you know. But anyhow, we had some help, and I finally just come home, Mickey, first of this week. We come in, and I've been everywhere. I picked Billy Mills up one morning from his house, and we went out to Reno and spent some time there. And then yesterday, Vicky, I went up to the little town of Trinity. I got a brother that lives up there on the river, and he hadn't been doing real good. He's got some leukemia problems and some heart problems and everything. And I visited him, took him out to eat lunch and stuff like that. So you can see how I've been biding my time. I did go to the marina and walked the dock around my boat. Had three crappie one day and about four throwbacks, and then the next day was two crappie and some throwbacks. And
yeah.
You know, I heard you talking to Richard. I think it was yesterday, and talking about the stocking crappie and all.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't stocked down on our end, but we got little 3, 4, and 5-inch crappie. I mean, a bunch of them. It seems like, Mickey. So either they've come in, you know, Richard said they stocked Inland Marine, and some of those may have come around to us, or we just had a good hatch last year, and all those, some of them look like they're more like 3 or 4 inches, and they just jump on those little crappie jigs, you know, and it's our future fishing, you know, I call it, but they'll grow up pretty quick. And get us going that way. And outside of that, Mickey, with all this rain coming, I'll probably go back Sunday or Monday, but I'll go duck hunting.
Well, have y'all seen any good deer at all? Everybody I know that's hunting the Piney Woods, they're just having a really tough year.
It's tough. Yeah, I have not. Mickey, I'll tell you the situation. I've been since opening deer season, I've been to my stand 3 times. So you can imagine, you know, that's been over a month now, you know.
Yeah.
And our roads are played out where we can't get to anything anymore. And I used to put hip boots on, and I could get out in the woods, and I could walk a mile, you know, and I can't do that anymore, Mickey. It's just not there anymore, you know, between the growing up with vines and then it being so flooded and everything. Well, you can't get around that much, you know. But a long time ago, I could get out with hip boots and walk in those areas where I hunt, and I end up with a hog or a deer or something like that, you know. But it's not happening this year. It's grown up so thick, and used to I could take a side-by-side or a four-wheeler and get out in the woods and work around trees and get down in the places. And
right.
It's grown up so much now, you can't do it. So just one of them things, we bide our time. Mike and I was talking the other day about we'll do squirrel hunting and duck hunting until things get better. And it may not get better this year, Mickey. It's going to be something. So we'll have fun duck hunting and squirrel hunting anyhow. So stuff like that is all we can get going. And like I said, I can go to the lake, but you know how the weather's been on the lakes and everything. And I walked that dock a couple of times there, and a little bit of fishing there. And then I've got some good reports on crappie, Mickey. One of the guys, I don't know him real, real well, anything, his name is Brad or Bradley. But he's been going out and catching pretty good stringers of crappie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Carl, you've heard me mention him before over at Seven Coast.
Right.
Well, him and a couple of friends went out, and I hadn't even looked at Facebook. This was day before yesterday. And him and two other persons went out and had 17 keepers on crappie. And that's not bad this time of year, you know. It can be better at times, but they work brush piles, and he said anywhere from 17, 20 foot, and he never did say what they were catching on, but the days I fished the dock there, Vicky, was black and chartreuse, and little grubs, I call it, you know, plastic scrubs, and they were biting that pretty good in there, but like I said, a lot of little fish. But anyhow, Carl said they had 17 good. And he said a lot of them were over 12 inches, which is, you know, good for crappie on Conroe right now. And I know so is a boy on Facebook there. His name's Brad, but he had some good solid ones, but they look like anywhere from 10 to 12 too, like that.
Yeah.
So anyhow, make it better. All we got going
all
here
right.
Now.
Well, I wanted to check in with you because I
yes,
knew
sir,
you were
I
probably down
it.
There deep in the woods that
I
morning.
Apologize,
I went to call you.
Man,
hey, don't apologize. It's all good, man.
But it was hard to get that old phone going, and we had a charger that little wire up on the charger there came loose and messed us up one time there. So we'll get back in shape here now, Mickey. I'm home and probably be here Sunday, Monday. We may if that weather breaks off. See if we can get over there and do some more good.
All right.
And come up from there, buddy.
You got it. Well, text, put them a number out. Somebody wants to call you about fishing Conroe with you, man.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey. 713-252-4290 is the cell. And then get me on LakeConroeFishingGuides.com. You'll find text with Texas Guide Service.
All right, buddy. Well, Tex,
hey, Mickey,
have a good one. Nice
it,
talking
guys.
To you. All right, brother.
Hey, I know you're going right after Christmas.
Yes,
aren't you?
Sir.
You're
I'll be out of here. Once Christmas gets here, I'll see all you folks next year.
There you go. Well, we'd make a duck hunting trip or something. We'll give you a holler, okay?
Okay, bud. See you.
Thank you, Mickey.
Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right. Tex Bonin, Lake Conroe. Now let's go down to the Tex City Dike. Let's talk to our good friend. I just call him TCD, Texas City Dave, Dave Fremont. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm fine, Mickey. I hope you're the same. You sound like you are.
I couldn't be better. Life's good, my friend.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm sitting out here once again at the end of this Texas City dike, and it looks like the calm before the storm, if you believe the weathermen.
Yes, sir.
There's not too much happening. Just a little bit of a sprinkle on the way in from League City, but right out here at the very end, at about the right at the end, past between the 4 and the 5 mile marker, it's good visibility. Temperature 63 degrees and very, very light wind, if any. I saw a lot of reflection off the water as I was coming over the levee to get out here on the dike. And a few fishermen, not very many. I think a lot of folks are probably going to play a little game of wait and see, but if there's going to be some comfortable flounder fishing this morning, it's probably going to be the first half of the day.
Yeah, they got a window right now. I mean, anything that's around here is real light. Most of the rain's up around Huntsville, Bryan, Austin, you know, and it's not real heavy yet from San Antonio. It's just kind of looping around with that low swirl, you know, like we always get going up through East Texas. So it hadn't gotten near the coast yet, but they're calling for doom and gloom. We'll see.
Well, it happens, and then it'll go away, and then it'll happen again somewhere down the line. But I guess it's all for a reason. Sometimes we need the rain, sometimes we don't. But we'll see what this holds for us. Fishing-wise, Mickey, here on the dike, it's, I'd hate to say it was slow, but for a lot of our flounder runs, this is usually the peak, and this is when the larger fish are coming in. And a few have. I know that we talked about it before, but a 10-pounder did come in, but not in our tournament. It's over at the Galveston Yacht Base. It's 10.03 or...
Yeah, 10.3 is what I saw. 10 pounds, 3 ounces.
Yeah.
That's a monster.
I sure would have liked to have seen that fish. I did see it in picture form, but I would love to see that big old 10. It may be dinner already or at the taxidermist getting ready to get hung on the wall. I don't know. But we've had a few nice fish come in. The 8.67 is still holding our little tournament here at Boyd's. But we've got, it runs down good, solid fish. Second place is 774, 737, 707, 699, and it just keeps going down. The top 10 is either 6.5 pounds or more. And we've had over 100 fish entered in the logbook, and we've had many folks that's come in and said, well, no, my fish isn't big enough, so I'm not even going to, we don't even need to put it in the book. So I looked at the books yesterday, day before, and I think, well, we've had a slower tournament than in the past, but it's kind of hard to tell yet until the dust settles. We've still got a few weeks of time where some of those big fish can still come in, Mickey.
Oh, yeah. That's usually... right up till Christmas, right before Christmas or right at Christmas time, you'll see those big slabs. So there's still plenty of time left. You can bet on
We've had some fun with throwing in that little extra category of the small flounder, the little tater chip, the lightest legal fish. And, well, I'll tell you what, that has changed back and forth many a time.
the booby prize.
a lot of time it's a game of inches, and this time it's a game of hundredths of a pound because the leader's gone from 1.03 pounds down to 1.01 and right at 14 inches. So a couple of those little males have been caught and brought in, and it's been kind of fun too. But it's just caused more and more people just try to have fun. They'll catch a little one and say, well, I'll go weigh it. And by golly, I think we'll have a hefty little prize for it. It'll be at least $500. And we're working towards maybe making a first and second place in that because of so many people that's played in that part. And maybe even go a little bit more on that. So anyway, we're having fun with the tournament, Mickey. It's been a great deal. We've had over 425 people enter into that tournament.
That's awesome. And, you call it little, that's big. That's a lot of people.
It's a big fun. A lot of folks have had a good time. We've given away a lot of stuff. Just recently, the other day, gave away another fish sticks rod, and just keep having little drawings and still have more to come. But so we just left the window open for people to sign up, and some came in. Some heavy hitter fishermen came in a couple of days ago and signed up that are seasoned flounder fishermen. So I was kind of surprised to see them come in this late, but. But here they are, so we'll see.
Maybe
what
they
happens.
Know something we don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
That's
man.
Right, buddy. That's
I know they know something I don't because I don't know anything.
Yeah, me too. When it comes to flounder fishing, I catch them by accident. Usually, I don't ever specifically fish for them, but it's
just when I think I got them figured out, they just snooker me. They'll let me know right quick because I'll have a dry run for a good while and. I'll have to go down to the fish market to find a flounder. But anyway, it's all in fun.
Well, speaking of fish market, how's your shrimp supply and all that? You got oysters and shrimp, you know, table shrimp and all that for people?
I was thinking about you there, just about the oysters. I saw some gallons come in, and I said, well, it won't be long, and we're gonna fix old Mickey up with
some. Oh, yeah, I'll be making my run down there before I make my big South Texas extravaganza down there. Go down and do my Christmas thing and my birthday thing. Well, Dave, yeah. I done run out of time, man. It's I'm glad I got a hold of you this morning, got to talk to you. But if somebody wants to call Boyd's about information on the flounder tournament or, you know, check shrimp availability or oysters or whatever for the holidays, how do they get a hold of you folks down there?
call us at 409-945-4001 or boysonestop.com. Mickey, always a pleasure, sir.
Nothing like Boyd's. I love coming down there. I'll be getting a hold of you. It won't be long, a couple of weeks here.
Okay, buddy.
Hey, Dave, nice talking to you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
See you. All right, later. All right, Big Dave Fremont, TCD, down on the dike. Well, that's he's quite an individual. I really like old Dave. Does a lot for the community down there, and folks at Boyd's, you just can't ask for better people. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 542 in the Bayou City. Let's go down to G-Town now, and let's talk to Captain Cameron Plogg. Cameron, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Mick. How's it going, bud?
Oh, what's happening, Cam? My man.
Man, it's good. It's
well,
good.
I need to tell everybody, you know, I've known you since the day you were born. When you were born, I was actually catching trout that were a little bit bigger than you were back in the day.
Let me guess, you were with Captain James, too.
That's
huh?
It. We were running together, man.
He probably got off the boat, got in his car, and drove to see me pop out.
Well, he was actually at the hospital when you popped out. I remember when Blaine's son was born, I spent 3 hours. His wife called me and said, Debbie told me, hey, Blaine, you got to find Blaine. I'm going in labor, and I'm headed to the hospital. And he was out running a trip. I put my – back then I had a 21 Mako, and I put in the old crawlies. I covered all of Trinity Bay, never found him. I'm on the radio. He's not answering. So I ran the corner. I cover all of East Bay, and I ran into James, and he said, yeah, I saw Blaine about an hour ago. He was fishing on Frenchies, and he went back to the south a little bit. So I took off, and I run into him down on Hannah's Reef, and I said, hey, follow me, bud. Debbie's fixing the domino.
You got to go.
Yeah, we pull up to the dock. My wife's down there and goes, well, it was a boy. He missed it. He was running a trip. That's crazy.
Man, we sacrifice a lot of stuff to do this, man. We miss things. And, yep. You know, we're like for instance, today, man, I it's beautiful here in Galveston. It's calm and nice. And, you know, I had a guy and a lady, and they were kind of worried about the weather today. And, man, I had a family member pass away on Wednesday. So I had a little funeral today. You know, you don't get many grandparents, and the good ones usually go. And this was just, you know, like a step grandpa to me. But,
right.
You know, you got to do.
What was it, Lynn's daddy?
Man, no, he got old Cole, that old James's dad. He passed away a few years ago. This is my mom's side.
On your mom's side? Okay.
Yeah. You ain't got many grandparents, but you gotta go do that.
I feel bad for Carol then. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little tough.
It is.
But
a lot of people passing away right now.
Man, I hate it. I hate it, and I hate it that I had to tell my guys, you know. I mean, one guy was still going to come down and go, but I told him, man, look, I got to go do this deal. It's 10 o'clock in Houston, and apparently it's going to rain this afternoon or, you know, around noonish or whatever. But if you can get out on the water right now, I think you got
to. Yeah, there's a good window this morning. You bet you there is. And, you know, we never got to talk a lot about that state record marlin that you leadered on the boat you were working on then. And what was that like? I mean, what a monster fish. You know, I came by the house and the mount. I mean, y'all couldn't even hang it up anywhere. It was so huge.
Man, every morning I wake up, I got a 972-pound marlin head sticking out of my wall.
I'm telling you, I'm going, what a monster. Yeah, you have to build a house around that.
Man, we knew there were some big fish being caught over in the Eastern Gulf that year, you know, to the east of the Mississippi. There were some 700-pound marlin getting weighed in.
Mm-hmm.
And when we saw it, you know, it jumped like 300 yards away probably the first time it came up. And we all were like, man, this is a big fish, over 500. And the second time we saw it jump a little bit closer, we were like, man, that's a real big one. So I was thinking, well, this is going to be the biggest fish that I've ever wired. You know, it's going to be 700 pounds or so, and just get ready, hold on. So, man, next thing you know, we're backing down hard, like 8 knots, water coming over the transom. And, man, next thing you know, there's the leader. So, I mean, that's what you do. You grab the leader, 28-foot long leader, And I just remember, what I remember was just seeing the fish's mouth open. He kind of did a head shake. She kind of did a head shake right there behind the boat.
Yeah.
And it was like looking in a black hole. Like just, that's how big the fish's mouth was. It was
wow.
a black hole. And it gave me, it pulled hard, man. And, you know, it didn't really jump. It stayed down. And I just put my knees under the cover board. And me and the captain, Kevin, we talked about it. When you get a chance at the leader on a big fish like that in a big money tournament, a lot of finesse. But, man, we don't like to let go, because if you let go, you might have lost your chance.
Well, that's right. Once you get a grip on it, I mean, that you got to stay with it if you can.
If you can.
If you can. I mean, it's hard to stay with a 970-something pound fish, man.
but we knew our tackle. You got to know your tackle. You got to have 100% confidence in your tackle all the time and know what kind of tension you could put on it. And, man, I just held on, really, is all I did. I locked my knees under the cover board and got the fish to spin its head, and she just kind of rolled upside down behind the boat, and we started gaffing it. And people were like, oh, man, it must have came up dead. I mean, you got it in 20 minutes, it must have been dead. And when we gaffed it, I can promise you that fish was not dead. It came alive again and took off on the gaff,
oh, wow.
on the gaff ropes, under the boat, going crazy. The hook actually came out after we gaffed it. So we were so, so lucky in the whole process. And just a blessing to get that fish in the boat. We were so lucky, man.
Unbelievable. Well, that's just an awesome story and quite an accomplishment for a young man like you. And, you know, the fruit don't fall far from the tree, I can tell you that. So,
man, we love it, Mick. We love fishing.
I know you
we
do.
Like
it's, you know, and it's inspiring to see you young guys coming up, you know, after we've been around for so long, and now y'all are doing what we did and are, you know, y'all got a better start at it than we do, because, you know, everything's more advanced now and y'all are on top of things a whole lot. You're in touch with it better than we were back in the day. And it's fun to watch, and it gives us a warm feeling, and your daddy's proud of you, and just like I am and a lot of people. And it's just
well,
good
thank
to know.
You very much.
Well, look, man, now that you're doing this for a living, if somebody wants to call you to go fishing with you, Cameron, how do they get a hold of you, bud?
Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of traveling. I got to do a boat delivery here coming up next week over
right.
the. Got to go through the canal, through the Panama Canal, and up to Costa Rica. But if you want to give me a shout and we'll touch base and see what we can do, you can call me on my cell, 409-771-7332, and we'll figure something out, man. We're pushing our new boat for the 2019 spring season, you know, jetty fishing, shark and tarpon, snapper. We got all the permits necessary to run snapper trips and everything. And we read something in the paper last night that we may get more snapper days, but we don't know when it starts. But, you know, that's, you know, something that we'll be looking forward
yeah,
to doing.
Yeah,
so
wait and see deal there.
Out, so.
You bet you. All right,
yeah,
Cameron.
Yeah, so that kind of stinks. But man, yeah, I mean, you just – man, stay in touch, and thanks for the call, man.
Hey, you bet, brother. And you hang tight, and I'll check in with you next week. Appreciate it, Cameron.
All right, appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy.
You have a good week.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
See you now. All right, that's a good young man right there. Now we're going to go to a little bit older gentleman that really knows his stuff, and I'm always honored to talk to him. That's Captain Jay Watkins down in Rockport. Jay, good morning, sir. What's up, bud?
Hey man, I'm driving to the dock looking at this radar, hoping that we get to. We're hoping we get till noon.
Yeah, I think you know, we will. I think we got a little wind along the coast here. You know, it's
yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, everything's staying up above 10 and all of that. So I think we're all right right now.
Yeah, I think so. And of course, you know, we always say that we never. Don't like it when it rains, but I mean, really, right now, I've just had. I know y'all feel this way at times. I've had enough right now.
We all have. I'm
yeah.
I'm growing web feet.
That's right. That's right. You know. So, but anyway, like I said, it's warmed up, and I had a couple of days off here, do a little bit of traveling and stuff. I had to take care of, but back on the water today. So looks like it's gonna be good. Our tides inked back up. You know, got low pressure. Moved in a little bit, so tides are up a little bit. Water temperatures back up into the, you know, low 60s. You know, so I like it a little colder, honestly, you know, water temperature wise, it's like it, a little bit colder than it is right now, but it's warm, you know, after it got cold last week. And we had a good week last week, early in the week, lots of numbers of good solid fish, still nothing, you know, 27 and a half or 27 is about the biggest fish that we've caught, and
still
not a lot
solid.
Of weight.
That's good fish, yeah, man.
Well, like I said last time I talked to you, we are catching some really solid fish, just not anything really, really, really heavy yet. Small fish, you know, it's weird. And I know you see this too. And the small fish are really heavy. I mean, yeah. Like, you know, the 16, 18 inches are just football. And then you get up to that over 25 and they don't seem to be quite as heavy yet, you know? So, but still solid. And, I'm always, you know, I always use a lot of soft plastic bass sass as beer lures. And I don't know where all these black drum have come from that are eating soft plastic lures, but golly, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I will bet you that last week in 3 or 4 days, I bet you we caught close to 75 to 100 of them on
good
plastic.
Lord, right, they're, boy, they're hungry, man.
They've got to be. And not, you know, they're puppy drum, you know, they're 3 to 5 pounders. They're not, you know, those rod cracking ones, you know, type of deal.
Yeah, the big old proverbial rubber lips.
Oh yeah. No, they're not those. They're not those, you know? And so, anyway, the guys, the doctors, you know, they're laughing, you know, we'll have a couple of them to clean to eat for supper or something, you know, and they're laughing. I can't believe you're catching them on plastic. I said, the only thing I can think of is that, like, for instance, you know, the little John is smaller. It's 3 inches or 3.5 inches versus 5 inches. And it's really kind of it doesn't really have much action on its own. You have to do it yourself, you know?
Well, it's a bite-sized morsel, and it is scented,
right,
too. It has a great scent the fish love.
Yeah, and which leads me to my question that I'm posing to you, and everybody else can learn from it. Don't you think, and you know I'm a huge fan of those 16-ounce type of jig heads.
Me
don't
too.
You think with those smaller baits, though, at times that little heavier jig head gives it a little quicker descent and a little more erratic movement off the bottom when you twitch it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
I think that little John emulates a shrimp. I really do. The fish really like it, and but that's what I've been hooked on about the last month and a half, 16-ounce with a little John, and anywhere from 5 feet of water in, it's working great for me.
Yeah, that's about our deal too. You know, really and truly, Mickey, our fish have continued since that very first really, really cold snap. They've continued to hold slightly deeper.
Yeah.
That they have, and you know, and like we said last time we talked, golly boy, you gotta let the fish show you what they want.
Yeah, and
you
got
are.
That clear water down there too, so they're using that as an escape. Well, Jay,
yeah.
I'm already out of time,
okay,
man. I hate to cut you short. We'll talk when we can talk longer. I know you're fixing to have to put in. So hey, if somebody
wants
to come down to Rockport and fish with you or Jay Ray, how do they get a hold of y'all?
Yeah, 361-463-1074.
All
Thank
right,
you,
buddy. Jay, enjoyed it. Have a good day. Good luck. All right.
Okay.
Later. All right, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back bright and early in the morning. Captain Benny will be riding shotgun right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.